Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 26, Johannesburg 20, Polokwane up to 23 degrees.
On the roads, lots of messages in about the traffic in Pretoria. The N1 North very slow from the N4 highway interchange off ramp all the way to Zambezi. And also the Maloto Road is flooded between Eastland and Montana. Please do avoid if at all possible.
The Sunrisers, Hyderabad 104 for 3 after 11 overs in their match against the Lucknow Super Giants, and Roy Moodley rescues Royal AM as players return to training.
The Department of International Relations and Cooperation has confirmed that 23 South Africans were rescued from Myanmar after being lured to Thailand with the promise of lucrative jobs. The group formed part of 7,000 other individuals from various countries. The repatriation was facilitated by the department and the Border Management Authority. Your spokesperson, Crispin Piri.
The victims were held captive for more than 4 months in a cybercrime compound in Myanmar, which borders Thailand. They were subjected to brutal treatment, including intimidation, physical torture, and forced labor. They were compelled to engage in illicit activities, including online scams that targeted individuals across the world.
Meanwhile, the case against a former SAA board member, Yake Kuinana, has been rolled over to tomorrow. She's facing charges of extortion, malicious damage to property, and unlawful evictions. Testimony suggests that she demolished the houses of residents who failed to pay the 1,000 rand rent they'd negotiated. This after the sheriff of the court told her that enforcing her 2020 eviction order would cost 1.6 million rand. After the proceedings, she lashed out at the National Prosecuting Authority and the rolling over of the case again.
I was supposed to appear here last week on the 19th, and I did not appear. I appeared on Monday. They postponed on Monday, saying they wanted to confirm something. On Wednesday, we were here. And then now they are postponing for tomorrow. For what reason? For what reason? They just want to frustrate me because they don't have a case.
Then to Northwest, three suspected illegal miners have been arrested near Klerksdorp. The Kenneth Kaunda Illegal Mining Task Team was assisted by the explosive unit. They received a tip-off that led to them to the Shiva Dam area. They encountered several suspects there carrying out illegal mining activities. And upon seeing the police, the suspects fled the scene. However, officers managed to arrest three men.
Police found a variety of explosives, including 20 capped fuses, 20 blasting cartridges, 100 and 120 meters of detonating cord. Furthermore, 13 generators, 2 water pumps, and 5 mining drills were also confiscated.
That was Northwest Police spokesperson Adele Meiberg, and she says the suspects appeared in court today. And French President Emmanuel Macron hosted European leaders today in Paris. He also hosted Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky. It's part of a summit aimed at boosting Ukrainian security ahead of any potential ceasefire with Russia. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer says that these talks have mobilized the continent on a scale that Europe hasn't seen for decades. For the full story, visit jackarandfm.com. Click on news. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 6.
All the music you love. All the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
It's Ariana Grande.
It's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.